Hour number three right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Get your top three stories, and then we'll get into a couple of stories about electric vehicles. So top three, bail was denied for the Wall Street Journal reporter who was arrested in Russia on espionage charges. And then U.S. diplomatic convoy was fired upon in the Sudan, prompting a warning from Secretary of State Antony Blinken. And there was diplomats from both Europe and the United States in that one. And then we have a Senate Republican report raises the possibility of two lab leaks in Wuhan. Not one, but two lab leaks in Wuhan. Wow. So, yeah, that's your top three stories. So Tesla claims it will cut manufacturing costs in its next models by 50%. In doing so, they will be able to significantly reduce the cost of the car and therefore the end retail price of the vehicle. So in doing so, that's how they're explaining that they believe their next generation car due next year will be priced as low as $25,000. So if they're able to do that, you still will have a $7,500 tax credit that you could get as well. And so basically you've got a vehicle under 20 grand when it's all said and done. That would definitely trigger a lot more people to get into the EV market, I believe. Right now, the average price of a U.S. vehicle, the average new price of a vehicle is $48,000, almost $49,000. And Tesla's lowest priced model for Tesla is $41,990. And so they're hoping to be able to get it sub $30,000. Right now, there's three EV models that are under $30,000 a year. Chevy Bolt is right around $30,000. The Bolt EUV, and the Nissan Leaf. But the average prices in March were still above $30,000, around $34,000 because of add-ons and things like that. So that's still too high price for a lot of people to try to get into the market. Now, there's another startup, Fisker. They're planning to launch a $29,000 electric vehicle. Chevy Equinox is launching a $30,000, might even be around $29,000 later this fall. So there's attempts from electric vehicle manufacturers to try to get the prices down on these things. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We are looking good right now on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola, and we're also seeing Highway 90 slowdown starting to really decrease for the rest of the evening, so just keep that in mind. We are looking good leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. And if you are heading out to Bands on the Beach, nothing to slow you down on the Bob Sykes Bridge, as well as 98 is looking good right now throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, as well as 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So, continue on here. We're talking about there's a push to try to from automobile manufacturers to try to reduce the price of electric vehicles in order to try to get more people into the market. Well, also this past week, Biden's EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, proposed new emission standards for automobiles and trucks that's essentially trying to push things to be more electric. The federal standards would tightly restrict emissions from new vehicles and basically force automakers to boost their sales of electric vehicles. The agency's proposal says under their new standards, they expect 2/3 of light-duty vehicles sold in the United States would be electric by 2032. So 9 years from now, 2/3 of the vehicles sold for light-duty trucks would be electric. 46% of medium-duty vehicles, so I said light-duty trucks, I meant light-duty vehicles, 46% of medium-duty vehicles in the United States would be electric by that time. And just to give you an idea, EVs, as much as we got all this buzz of a lot of electric vehicles, less than 6% of new vehicle sales in 2022 were electric vehicles. So that's, like, you're talking major aggressive, like a majorly aggressive approach when we have less than 6% of sales in 2022 were electric vehicles. And 10 years from that, they're expecting 2/3 of light duty vehicles to be sold to be electric. Now, the thing is, we've covered this before. Many of these manufacturers already plan to go almost 100% electric by 2030. So if a lot of these manufacturers are already going 100% electric, that's how your options are going to be. So the EPA claims that these new standards that would push for more electric vehicles to be on the road would lower carbon dioxide emissions by 10 billion tons. They're like, okay, so what's that going to do? Well, here's the thing. The IRS and the Treasury Department issued guidance on EV tax credits and part of what they were doing was they found that the problem is with trying to ramp up to having, 2/3 of light duty vehicles being sold, 46% of medium duty vehicles being sold being electric, is we do not have the chargers out there. And now we got 9 years to roll them out, right? So, and there's already efforts even in places like here in the state of Florida where they're looking at passing bills that would add electric charging infrastructure. So, I'm not saying it's not possible, but it's definitely a big undertaking to try to do that. And then what if, as I've been saying, what if they run into problems with the electric vehicle where they finally decide, you know what? Don't think this is really as feasible as we thought it was going to be. Maybe we need to back off the electric vehicle thing after all. And you've built up all this infrastructure and everything purposely for electric vehicles. I don't know. To me, this is just it just highlights once again, I feel like there's a big problem this is a big problem when it happens when government picks the winners and losers. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Yeah. If those EVs were free, it's still junk pollution. Yeah, it's a $7,500 tax credit. It means you're only getting the taxes on $7,500, not the whole $7,500. You're only getting the taxes on $7,500. Well, you're getting a tax credit, right? So at the end of the year with your taxes, it's going to be one of the credits. Like when you have your deductions and you have credits, you get to apply for the tax credit. So yeah, you don't get $7,500 off of the vehicle. And technically, yeah, you're right in that one. All right, coming up here next, top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom on News Radio 923. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Hey, News Radio, along with our TV partner, WEAR, ABC Channel 3, the Better Business Bureau and Gilmore Services presents the Community Shredathon event coming up Saturday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. This is for personal paper documents like tax information, ATM receipts, home financial information, and more. It's not for business or corporate documents, but you can bring up to 50 pounds worth. And you don't have to remove the staples or small paper clips. Just don't tie or tape the bags or the boxes. So Community Shredathon event coming up Saturday, 8 to 11 at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got a text here. I wonder what the profit margin on EVs is. Well, it's got to be huge, considering that Tesla now is considered to be like the most profitable auto manufacturer in the world. So, it's got to be a huge amount of profit. I got another text here. Bobby, just curious if you know this question. How long does it take to fully charge an EV? Just thinking how long an 8-hour trip would take if needed to charge. So Tesla has their superchargers, but you have to have an account with the supercharger. If you have an older Tesla, you still get to use the superchargers for free. But the newer Teslas, you got to have an account. Well, all of them, you have to have an account. But the newer vehicles, you have to pay for the actual electricity. Now, the supercharger can charge your vehicle the fastest, and it'll take 45 minutes to an hour. So that's the best you can do. So you're doing an eight-hour trip somewhere, and you need to stop somewhere to go get charged. Just get ready to take your time. Go to the bathroom. Go look at something to drink. Maybe read a book. I don't know. The reality of it is sometimes, though, when you're road tripping, you'll take 45 minutes in the gas station anyway. If you pay attention, like some people, I mean, there's times where you stop, you're just trying to get gas, you're trying to go. But there's a lot of times where you're going to the bathroom, you're trying to get something to eat, you're getting a drink, you're, you know, maybe stretching your legs and stuff like that. So it's not that bad. But if there's no supercharger, forget about it. You're talking hours, like a couple of hours at least, just to be able to get you like going at a decent amount of miles. And like, if you're just doing a plug-in, like at your house or a business, it's not an actual EV charger type place, you're talking 4 or 5 hours. Yeah, that's the thing. But once again, there are things that people are working on because they see this as the future. They believe electric vehicles are the future. So they're working on some stuff. There's a pilot program right now in Chicago where basically when you drive on that road, the road will charge your vehicle while you're driving on it. So think of it like your iPhone and your Android phone now, where now you can charge your phone just by placing it on you just place it on this little pad. It's kind of like the same kind of concept, but it's going to charge your car by just being on the road. So they're trying to work on other things that will make it more feasible. But I mean, can you imagine that? We changed all of our roads around the whole country to electric charging roads. I mean, this is why people like me go, this is not feasible. This is not feasible. We need to come up with a better alternative fueled vehicle option. It's Pet School right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Well, our roads are looking good right now, with I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90. Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach also looking good. And if you do see something on the road, just feel free to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure that you called the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Bobby, the white homeowner accused of shooting a black teen who rang the wrong doorbell in Missouri has turned himself in. 84-year-old Andrew Lester is facing two felony charges, armed criminal action and first-degree assault. There will be no trial in Dominion Voting Systems defamation lawsuit against Fox News. Dominion had sued Fox for $1.6 billion for allegedly spreading misinformation about their voting machines after the 2020 election. The two sides reached a settlement today of $787 million. Tax filing season coming to a close today. Americans seeing smaller refunds this year. The IRS says it is processed around 69 million refunds through April 7th, total of nearly $199 billion. That's around $23 billion less than last year. And some big injury news in the NBA ahead of two pivotal games tomorrow. The Grizzlies say that Ja Morant will be a game-time decision when they play the Lakers, and also the Milwaukee Bucks say that Giannis Antetokounmpo is doubtful tomorrow. Bobby?
Very nice. So, I mean, that's not nice. It's bad if you're
a Bucks fan. Yeah.
Bucks fan, yeah. But, I mean, he fell down so hard. I was watching that game.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's
right on the tailbone.
You're right on the tailbone, right on the back. And that's the thing I was thinking, too, is like, you know, frankly, I could fall like that, and I wouldn't be as big. And Giannis Antetokounmpo is 7 foot tall. And then when he jumps, even if he just jumps, like lifts his legs up off the ground, he's 5 feet off the ground.
Yeah.
You know? And so when he falls, it's literally like a giant falling.
Yeah. And, you know? And not a lot of, you know, I can speak to this, not a whole lot of back
yeah.
flubber
yeah.
to does, kind of break that
he doesn't
fall
have the padding.
Back there.
Yeah, he doesn't right. he doesn't have the padding.
That's
you
all
and
muscle,
I have.
Man.
Yeah, he's just, he's actually, and at least he's put on some muscle. When he first came to the league,
yeah.
he was just skin and bones.
Yeah.
So at least he's put on some muscle, but when you land on your back, your lower back like that, there's nothing there to cushion the blow. Yeah. So, Yeah, and he's like a giant falling. That's why there's all these NBA players. You're like, why are these guys getting so hurt just because they fell? It's like, because they're giants.
I mean, have you ever felt like a basketball court? Like,
yeah, just solid wood. Yeah. So, and they're just so big. I remember first time I went to an NBA game and I got to go down to the court. I was like a teenager. And I was checking with the Bulls, Scottie Pippen. And I just like blown away to see Scottie Pippen. I was like, I didn't know he was this big. Why is he that big? And Horace Grant. And I was just like, why are these guys giants? Yeah. Like, they're just huge. And I remember the first time I saw Karl Malone in a game. I was in Atlanta, watched the Hawks play, and Utah Jazz were there. And this was back when Karl Malone was going for MVPs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, I don't think he's that good. And then I watched him in person. I was like, oh my gosh, this guy is gargantuan. Like, he's not just a tall guy. His muscles were enormous. And I'm like, they don't look like that on TV. Yeah. Like, you can't tell how big those guys really are. So falling for them is like a giant falling. So, yep. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Florida legislative update here real quick for you. A couple of the bills that we were going over before. The bathroom bill is ready for the floor vote today. I believe it did pass. And this is the one that says you gotta be, you know, biologically male, has to go to male bathrooms, biologically female has to go to female bathrooms. There's a bill that is ready for the final House floor vote that would protect abandoned cemeteries in the state of Florida as well. And the seagrass restoration bill has headed to the House floor. It's expected to pass too. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here after our sports hit, got an update for you on Kevin McCarthy and the House Republicans and what their plan, the latest plan is as it pertains to raising the debt ceiling. And so we'll talk about that coming up here right after our sports hit. Top three stories. The Wall Street Journal reporter who was arrested and detained in Russia on espionage charges has been denied bail, which is not a big surprise. U.S. diplomatic convoy was attacked, fired upon in the Sudan today. That has caused a warning from Secretary of State Antony Blinken. And Senate Republican report has raised the possibility of two lab leaks that triggered the COVID pandemic. Two of them. And those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
The NBA playoffs are underway right now. Boston Celtics are beating the Atlanta Hawks 40-32 with 7.5 minutes left in the second quarter. Once again, that's on NBA TV. And TNT has the Knicks against the Cleveland Cavs. And the Knicks lead 10-4. That one's still in the first quarter. When that game's over, TNT will have the Clippers against the Phoenix Suns. NHL hockey is underway, and this is kind of all over the place. We got a game on TBS, ESPN, ESPN2, and another one on ESPN. So right now on TBS, with 1.5 minutes left in the first period, the Rangers are beating the New Jersey Red Devils 2-0. Also in the first period, Tampa Bay Lightning already have a 1-0 lead over the Toronto Maple Leafs with 19 minutes left in the first period. That game's on ESPN. Then ESPN2 at 8:30 is going to have Winnipeg against Las Vegas. And then back in on ESPN again at 9 o'clock will be the Seattle Kraken against the Colorado Avalanche. Major League Baseball underway. Earlier today, there was a doubleheader between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Guardians. The Tigers won both of those games. The Phillies beat the White Sox earlier today. And right now, the Tampa Bay Rays are crushing the Cincinnati Reds 8-0 in the bottom of the fourth. The Angels are beating the Yankees 2-0 in the bottom of the second. Middle of the third, scoreless game between the Orioles and the Washington Nationals. Middle of the second, the Boston Red Sox are beating the Twins 1-0. And the second game of the doubleheader between the Phillies and the White Sox is underway just now. It just started. And also just starting is the Texas Rangers against the Kansas City Royals. Then tonight, you've got the Atlanta Braves playing the Padres. And then at 9:10 on TBS after the NHL hockey playoff game, will be the Mets against the Dodgers on TBS. I'll get you your sports news right after traffic on the fives.
Nothing too bad to slow you down right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 29 and 90. We still have some slight slow-moving traffic on New Warrington Spur. This is going to be in between Lillian Highway and Mobile Highway. So if you are headed northbound there, there's a small accident. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, so in your sports news, yesterday we talked about how Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts just signed a 5-year extension. Today he revealed that he had off-season surgery to remove some hardware from his ankle. That's gross. Then DeMar Hamlin has been cleared for a full return to the Bills. He's the player who had the cardiac arrest on the field during Monday Night Football. And he says, this is not the end of my story. Panthers general manager says he didn't tell Bryce Young that he's the number one pick in the draft yet. Or not yet. He just said he hasn't told him that he's the number one pick in the draft. Which, that's the word that's been coming out from everybody, is that Bryce Young, the Alabama quarterback, will be the number one pick. So that comes up, I believe Thursday is the first round of the draft. Then the NBA is making a change to their draft combine. They're making the draft combine mandatory. If you are not part of the draft combine, you cannot be drafted. Wow. When does the NFL try to go with something like that? Major League Baseball is testing even more rule changes at the Atlantic League level in the minor leagues. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. That is your sports hit. So, Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House, he is working with Republicans to try to come up with some sort of agreement with the Biden administration or President Biden himself as it pertains to raising the debt ceiling. So the debt ceiling argument is going to be coming up here pretty soon, really, because they usually have a budget there's usually a budget proposal by April 15th. So we're past that. So they're going to start getting some pressure to possibly raise the debt ceiling, debt limits. And so now apparently Kevin McCarthy and House Republicans are willing to do a 1-year debt limit extension if there are spending reforms, which kind of cracks me up. Like, that should not even be, like, if either party is talking about raising the debt limit, they should assess why the debt limit needs to be raised, which is simple. We're spending too much. And say, okay, we need to make sure we don't have to raise the debt limit again. I mean, that should be a no-brainer. But, you know, I was talking about this with somebody earlier today, and this is somebody who is, I mean, politically speaking, we don't agree eye to eye on most things. But as we talked about the spending on the federal level, we both came to agreement. Both parties are at fault. Both parties spend like they're going out of style. You know, during the Obama years, you had a lot of fiscal conservatives coming out and saying we've got to have some better fiscal sanity on the federal level. Republicans ended up by 2016, Republicans ended up taking the House, the Senate, and the executive branch. And what did they do? Within the first 2 years, they increased spending again. It's like, are you kidding me? And this is what I would tell people this all the time, that really when it comes down to the two parties, they're really not against spending. The majority of them are not anti-spending. They're not about fiscal conservativeness. It's about, I want to spend a lot, but I want to spend it on these things. And then the other party's like, no, I want to spend a lot, but not on those. We want to spend it on these things. And so the argument isn't necessarily, whoa, we're spending too much, we need to cut back spending. The argument is, I don't like what you want to spend money on. And the other group goes, well, I don't like what you want to spend money on. But there's no real discussion about we shouldn't be spending this much money in the first place. There's no discussion about that. No serious discussion on either side. Yes, you have factions in both parties, but those factions are the minority, not the majority, and that's the problem. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 93. One more story to share with you, and then we'll take a quick break. Breakthrough from MIT scientists. They have revealed a remarkable breakthrough for treating Alzheimer's. Basically, what they did is they found this enzyme that seems to be hyperactive in patients who have neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, and they treated mice with a peptide that would block that enzyme. And remarkably, what they found was it was reversing the effects of the DNA damage in their brains, and the mice were better at performing tasks. So this is giving them a lot of hope that this could actually repair any kind of brain damage that might come about because of Alzheimer's or other neurodegenerative diseases, and it could actually improve function. It's amazing. So a lot of research left to do on it, but it definitely holds promise. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So two suspects are being looked for by the police in Ohio because they were at a Chipotle, and they asked for extra cheese. When they didn't get enough cheese, they did what any reasonable person would do. They whipped out their guns. So two people basically committed armed robbery because they didn't get enough cheese on their burrito or whatever they ordered. That's kind of weird. They cornered a female worker, ripped her hat off. A few other employees came to help her, and that's when one of the suspects pulled a gun. The other suspect repeatedly said, "Shoot him." Thankfully, they did not do that. But apparently, one of the witnesses said the gun misfired. So it did shoot. Holy smokes. So they ransacked the restaurant and ran off. All this because they didn't get extra cheese that they expected they were going to get. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. We're going to get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Bobby, at least one person is dead, five others injured after a parking garage collapsed in Lower Manhattan. The five-story building deemed structurally unsound, FDNY using drones to assess the damage. Southwest Airlines lifting its nationwide ground stop, but there are over 2,200 flights that have been delayed, and the airline is now playing catch-up. Southwest said the problem was caused by intermittent tech issues. The Biden administration will fund a program to keep COVID-19 shots free for the uninsured. The administration will spend over $1 billion on the new program as the vaccines shift to the commercial market. And James Gunn's Superman Legacy starting early production now. The film is set to be the first release in the new DC universe, which the first saga is titled Gods and Monsters. It'll follow Superman as he balances his Kryptonian heritage with his human upbringing. Bobby?
Yeah, it'll be an interesting one to check this old reboot out. I was surprised to find how many people did not like Henry Cavill as Superman. I thought he did a fantastic job, and I've always enjoyed him. And so I was surprised to see the reboot happening so quickly because of that. But apparently, they felt like he wasn't getting the draw that they wanted him to get. So, going to reboot everything because everything's centered around Superman.
Sure.
So, centered around Superman and Batman. And so, if those two are not getting the following, then that's going to change things up. So, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Traffic update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. No slowdowns to report. I-10 and I-110 looking good, as well as 29 and 90 and 98. Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Nothing to slow you down. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. And the all-new 2023 Outback is now in stock. Anderson Subaru, your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
A recent poll asked Americans, what do you think will take us down? What are the things, though? What's the doomsday scenario? What are some of the things that will end humanity as we know it? 44% say artificial intelligence. Almost half. Artificial intelligence is going to do it. That's what's going to take us out. No, I don't think so. I've talked about this before. When it comes to artificial intelligence, yes, I could see some fearful things. I could see how artificial intelligence could write its own program, take over a robot, have the robot starting to do things. I could see how they could take over cars, and it could. But if it gets to a point where we're starting to feel like our lives are in danger, Americans, okay, back to the Stone Age real quick, man. EMP that sucker, and we'll just start over with no AI. Like, just end the grid. And we got a texture that goes, yeah, but AI can build its own generators and stuff. No. We'll just take out all the generators. EMP blast, we'll just get rid of all the generators. We'll just start over. We don't need, like, I just don't see it happening. If we get to the point where we really feel like we're threatened, it's just, boom, we're wiping out. No electricity for a while. Like, everybody make the sacrifice. But that is not the top thing that people think that will wipe us out. They think nuclear weapons. 70% say, no, nuclear weapons are what's gonna be the final to us. And then they go, 67% said another world war will do it. Yeah, I can see that one, which will probably involve nuclear weapons if we do have a world war again. Armageddon or some act of God, 62%. I thought that was interesting, 62%. There's not a lot of religious people anymore. But yet 62% think, no, the end of the world's going to be when God makes it the end of the world. So, all right. 56%, they'll say, no, it's going to be a pandemic. That came in fourth. Fifth is climate change. Climate change is going to destroy all of humanity. You need to stop watching MSNBC. And then number six was an asteroid. That an asteroid is going to take us all out. And then that's when AI came in next. And then a global inability to have kids, like in A Handmaid's Tale. And then finally, an alien invasion. Only 25%, but 25% say no, alien invasion is going to take us out.
Zombies didn't make the list?
Didn't make the list, no.
Wow.
No, that's not going to...
That's what I think.
Well, because we'll still be alive.
Very
just
true.
Just kind of alive. Like
it's a different, like, different world.
Different, just a different type of living. Unliving. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, you guys have a great night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.